Sorry, it's a little late for the Matzah Shabbos one, but we'll get it in on Daf Chav Tes as well. Chav Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara told a couple of stories here. And a story that happened in the Aliyas in the Beis Nitza Balud, where someone actually, they did like Rabbi Yehuda, right? It was Rabbi Yehuda actually over there, in the Aliyas Beis Nitza Balud. And they brought a shofar shel beitza, and they filled it with oil, and they put a hole in it, and they put it by the nair, and a tavern in this canon didn't say anything. Okay? And the Gemara says, oh, that was different. The reason they weren't meichel was because there was reason. So what's going on? Just because there's reason they're not part of the gzera, the Mishnah made a gzera and said that you shouldn't use these, you know, these eggshells or whatever to bring more oil into the candle because of gzera that you may come to put it out. So why would these Aliyas Beis Nitza people, whoever they are, why would they be exempt? So I sobered down the question, and they say the following. That in the beginning, you're right, in the beginning, Chazal, when they were Misakin things, they thought that for certain people who has reason, we can make exceptions. But then when they saw that a mikshel would come out and other people would copy it, then there was a light plug. Then came out a light plug. That was a very important point. You know, sometimes the Chum even saw themselves. You try to make exceptions. This person's different. That person's different. At the end of the day, you need a unified zera in order that everybody should be able to keep it. And it's an important point. We need to be unified. Everyone is on the same page. Recognize this one may have greater courage because this one may be somewhere else. But at the end of the day, all of Klai Yisrael have to be under the same rule and the same zeras and the same halachas as each other. And let's keep on mechazik each other as we are one klal. Going into Pesach and Mitzvah from this Shabbos HaGadol, it should be the greatest week ever in our history. Kol Tov.